This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
1835 on Power Business. Move on now to a conversation with the Deputy Commissioner at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, Astrid Luden. She joins us on the line to speak about the issue of over 5,000 employers in South Africa failing to pay retirement fund contributions. And I think, you know, just to not be alarmist, I think it's best to get Astrid to explain to us exactly what this means and what the impact of all of it is. Astrid, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Nolotando. Let me just start by saying we recently received a notification of about 7,000 employers, but we have only published 4,100 names of employers. So that gives you a sense of the magnitude of the issue.
I must ask you here, Astrid, if you can just help us understand, is it the employer's portion that's not being contributed? Is it the employee's portion plus the employer's portion? Just what are we dealing with here?
So our understanding is that it is both contributions. So what is deducted from the employee as well as the employer's contribution. But, you know, I suppose that would vary by employer. Generally, the arrears, we look at the arrears as an amount, what the employer is owing. So usually it's that they're not making any payments for anything from 1 month to, you know, in some cases, 20 years.
That effectively, Astrid, I must ask you, if an employer is deducting my pension from me and is also committed contractually to contribute a certain portion for my pension and they haven't done that, is that theft? Is it as bad as it sounds?
Yes, it is. If the employer has deducted money from you and has not paid it over, that is effectively fraud. And you are entitled to take that matter to the police.
Sure. I must also ask you here just about the impact of this, because if you think of retirement savings or pension fund savings here, the real reason why this is a great way to save is because of compound interest and time value of money. Of over 20 years, I have an expectation a certain amount of money is being built up for me. So not only have I lost out on the capital, Astrid, but I've also lost out here on potential interest, and even more so in this high interest rate environment, because that's the best side of the coin for having high interest rates.
Yes, you're sitting aside as an employee, you're sitting aside this money for retirement, for long-term savings. Of course, you know, people do access it, but effectively the money that is being deducted from you today is money that you would like to access in future. And of course, there's a return on that, and you are forfeiting all of that as well.
So then you say you've published a list. I'm keen to find out where people can find this list, Astrid. And also, if we're speaking about 7,000 and the list has about 4,000 names, are we anticipating that the FSCA will continue to update that with more information?
So we've made two publications now. This is our second publication, I think, as you mentioned at the beginning. And during the first publication, we published 3,200 employers. Because only 23 funds had reported delinquent employers to us. And in the next publication, we had a higher list of funds. We had 42 funds that reported to us. So the number of funds that are reporting and the number of employers that they are reporting are increasing. We, of course, not only publishing the list, we're also following up with employers and with funds, notably with the funds themselves. So the list is available on our website. It's not as easy to find as we would like, and you have to go through. When you go to our homepage, you go under regulatory frameworks, and then you look under industry communication, and I think it's under the general communication. But the list is there. We publish it. The first list we published in October last year, and this list we've published in March. So we receive the information quarterly, but we spend a lot of time going back and forth with the funds to make sure that the information is correct. Because when we published our first list, there was a bit of an outcry from some employers saying that they were, in fact, not delinquent. And we have in our second publication published the names of 10 employers that we found were not in fact in arrears. So you know, this list is there. And every time we publish updates, we also, you know, if any employers were published, their names were published in error, then, you know, that's something that we update.
I must ask you, Astrid, if I do happen to go into the site and I search and my employer's there, what are my next best steps? Do I speak to my employer first? Do I approach, the company that's possibly administering our retirement funds as a company? What's the right course of action for an individual?
So you can, of course, approach your employer to find out what's happening. You can approach your fund as well. But your recourse would be to lodge a complaint with the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator, the OPFA, as we call the office, has made rulings which order employers to pay the arrear contributions that are due to that particular member, and also any late payment interest which goes to the fund. But what is important is that you are aware of how old these arrears are, because the OPFA can only adjudicate matters that are at least, you know, that are a maximum of 3 years old. You can also, you know, if you have proof, if you have a payslip and you've got proof that the money was deducted from you, you can lodge a case with the police. We have had members that have done that, and the employers were very quick to pay. But we have found that a lot of members, it's not something that they necessarily want to do because they're afraid they might lose their job. So in that case, your best recourse would be to go to the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator.
I can imagine, Astrid, that some employers might whip out their financials and, plead poverty, say they just don't have the money there. And I'm wondering if the financial position of a company may override the fact that they had this obligation to pay over these funds.
So, you know, a pension isn't, unless the employer is part of a bargaining council fund, it isn't mandatory for an employer to have a pension fund. It is their choice to offer this as a benefit to employees. But if they do offer it as a member, benefit, then obviously it's mandatory on employees, and employers, they need to be responsible. So where an employer has financial problems, they can approach their employees. And I think the most important thing is that they must not make any deductions from the employee's salary if they're not going to pay them over. And they can agree with employees that they will be paid up for a period of time. So that means that they're not making any contributions for a period of time. And when they're in a better financial position, they can start again. So that is what we think a responsible employer would do. When a fund is paid up, it means the value of it is preserved and it will keep growing. But at the same time, no deductions are made from employees anymore. And that can be changed, as I said, when the employer is in a better position. It does require the employer to be proactive, to engage with employees, and then for the fund itself to apply to us for an amendment to their rules. Employers must be responsible and must be proactive. I think we can all understand that very often it's small employers that they may face financial difficulties, but they need to be responsible to their employees.
We do have a caller on the line. Astrid, I'd like you to stay on. Tato from Benoni, good evening to you. Astrid is on the line. Please quickly go ahead and shoot.
Yes, just a quick one. Aren't there funders, the fund people supposed to be sending like statements to employees at least like quarterly or maybe yearly? That's where you'll pick up that maybe there's no contributions that are made on the employee's behalf.
Absolutely get that a question. Tato, Astrid, could it be said that there was an onus on employees to check those statements, to make sure they're receiving them, that kind of thing?
So it's a very good question, actually, Tato, and one that we also debated internally at the FSCA not so long ago. So you get a member benefit statement once a year. And not all benefit statements show that there would be arrears. So that depends on what you get from your fund. So we do think that's something that needs to change, and we are looking at that. So we do think that your benefit statement should show you that there are arrears. The problem is that you receive it once a year. And at that point, you know, arrears could have built up for many months already. So you can, if you're worried about this, you can approach your pension fund. In fact, your pension fund, the trustees of your pension fund, should be notifying members of any arrears. And we do find that pension funds do that, but often they don't have the contact details of members. So they send letters, send letters to the employer, and unfortunately those letters aren't getting to employees. So the best thing would be, if you have any doubts, would be to check with your fund yourself, with the principal officer of your fund, and you can find those contact details on our website as well. We do publish the principal officer's name and contact details on our website as well.
We are nearly out of time, but Hamilton from Pretoria, please quickly, we are late for our next interview.
No, I was just saying quickly that as an employer, you can really pay directly to the employee and bring a third party that can administrate that pension fund on behalf of the employee and transfer, because for companies that are smaller, you know, it becomes quite tricky to take those deductions and not really, you know, put them on a reservation fund that can compound. You find that in an event like COVID, you know, such monies can be redirected into capitalizing businesses. So it's always safer to really outsource it to a pension fund administrator.
Thank you for that, Hamlet. Thank you for that call, Astrid. I think we are out of time. Would you like to say anything to that, or are we good to go?
No, I think that's, you know, those are the choices of the funds. I don't think it's something that we should be commenting on. But, you know, the professionalism of the administration of a fund is very, very important, whether that's insourced or outsourced.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for this conversation, Astrid, and also just for bringing us this information to us. I think very shocking indeed. Thank you for your time. That was Deputy Commissioner at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority there. Please do go into their website, check it out, and make sure that your employer is not on the list of employers who have not been contributing pension contributions, towards your pensions, rather. She said some are 1 month behind and some are 20 years behind, 7,000 employers in total.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.